Hi, this is Mark Cameron, licensed marriage and family therapist and co-host on New Life Live. Today, I want to talk about the importance of repair. So the Gottman Institute, which does research and has done research on thousands of couples over the last couple of decades, show that couples who stay in lasting relationships make repairs. Now, here's an important thing to note about these couples, that they do so even when their partner doesn't make a bid for connection. What do I mean by a bid for connection? It means that they do so even when their partner is not moving closer toward them or is still upset at them. Now, how do some of the insecure attachment styles generally handle repair? Well, avoiders usually want to avoid the conflict completely. They just want to make it go away. And so usually repair doesn't happen because they don't really want to talk about it. Pleasers generally like to take more responsibility than they should because they don't like other people to be mad or disappointed in them. And vacillators usually take less responsibility than they should, and they usually like to do nice things rather than apologize because they feel great guilt or shame when it comes to making apologies. Now, let's look at first how not to apologize. So how not to apologize is by saying, "I'm sorry, but..." That's not a good way to start an apology. Whenever we use a but or a however, usually a criticism, a justification, or an excuse follows, and that usually negates the apology for the other person. Now, here are five elements of a good apology. Number one is admit the infraction. Don't just say, "I'm sorry," but be very specific. Say, "I am sorry for," and describe what it is that you're sorry for. Then take the time to listen to the other person to see how your hurt has impacted them. In this part, then you want to validate and you want to empathize with the other person's hurt so that they feel like that you have connected with them. That's step three. Step four, if necessary, offer restitution. So for instance, if some kind of physical damage has been caused, if you crash somebody's car, you may have to offer to pay for the repairs. And then number five, making a strong commitment to change, to hold yourself accountable so that in the future, you're going to be less likely to make the same mistake. If you don't have a strong commitment to change, then it's not really a useful apology. Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible says in James 5:16, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Now, I like to say that somebody who doesn't apologize often is either nearing perfection or is not growing at all. So my challenge to you today is, who might you need to apologize to, and to go through the steps of it, of a good apology, and make a sincere and complete apology to them. Well, thanks for listening today, and I will see you next time.